Migrant caught hiding guns, $1 million worth of drugs in Boston area shelter. By Warner Todd Houston on January 15, 2025. An illegal migrant from the Dominican Republic was caught hiding guns and up to $1 million in illegal drugs in a state-sponsored migrant shelter just outside Boston. And Republicans are calling for an investigation. Leonardo Andujar Sanchez, a 28-year-old illegal alien from the Dominican Republic, was arrested on December 28 in Revere, a city that borders on Boston's North End, after a tip that he was in possession of an illegally held AR-15 rifle and a large amount of fentanyl. The migrant was outed by his own girlfriend, who called the Revere Police Department to warn of the gun and drug stash, according to Fox News. Sanchez was charged in Chelsea District Court with 10 counts of illegal possession of a firearm and one count on the 10 pounds of fentanyl that discovered in the shelter. He was also later charged with intent to distribute the drugs. The Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities told the media that Sanchez had been staying in the government-sponsored shelter since October 15 and insisted that Sanchez had been barred from the shelter system as a result of the arrest. As Breitbart News reported last week, the shocking case spurred Massachusetts Democrat Governor Maura Healey to order an inspection of all state-funded migrant shelters. "It's outrageous that this individual took advantage of our shelter system to engage in criminal activity," Healey said after the arrest of Sanchez. But state Republicans say this late inspection comes far too late because criminal activity being conducted in and around state migrant shelters has been going on for a long time already. "I can't stress enough that what's happening in these migrant shelters is worse than anyone could ever imagine. And it's been going on unabated for years," said Massachusetts GOP Chair Amy Carnaval. The Healey-Driscoll administration has overseen a state-funded humanitarian crisis, funded entirely by taxpayers, and now they want even more money to sustain this broken system, Carnaval added. "Inspections might uncover more horrors, but they don't solve the root problem. Massachusetts' overly generous right to shelter law, which has become a magnet for migrants and illegal immigrants worldwide." Republican State Senator Ryan Fatman also slammed the situation and wondered how migrants so often get first consideration for shelters over native residents. "We just had a mother of two whose house burned down in my district a few days ago. And she can't get access to a shelter because we've decided to help the world. I mean, this is outrageous," Fatman said, according to Fox News. Citing the Sanchez case, Fatman pointed out that "what we've started to learn is that the vetting process for a bunch of these individuals is flawed because we've had dangerous criminal migrants coming into Massachusetts and inflicting harm upon not just our people, but some of the people in the shelter." Sanchez is but one of many migrants who are staying in shelters who have been arrested. In March, officials in Rockland, Massachusetts, arrested Haitian national Corey Bernard Alvarez and charged him with raping a child at a migrant shelter. Despite the severity of the charges, in June the Plymouth County Superior Court refused to honor the ICE detainer and released Alvarez from custody, an ICE press release reported. The state GOP conducted a FOIA request on state records and discovered a large number of criminal acts inside state-funded shelters, including incidents involving weapons, drugs, and gang affiliations. There were other reports of shelter staffers reporting being assaulted and threatened by migrants and police reports of fights and attacks, as well. In one case, according to the Fall River Reporter, an allegation was filed by a shelter housekeeper who said she was sexually harassed and physically touched by a migrant in a shelter elevator. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.